This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. I don't even know what to say to this. This is not a joke, and I got to be really, really careful on air describing this, but we've talked about testicular cancer, and testicular cancer scares a lot of guys. I don't blame them, you know, because if you aren't really judicious and expeditious when it comes to checking yourself and getting a lump evaluated, testicular cancer can kill. Well, New Zealand launches the world's first, quote, automatic ball checker. Auto ball checker. Now, what this is a booth. And I'm not joking. This is being reported by BBC. This is being reported by multiple news outlets where you go into you stand on this platform and you close a curtain around you. Then you drop your pants, and there is a booth, a closed booth, with a doctor hiding in it, or medical provider, urologist, whatever. And there's an opening for his hands, so he could examine your testicles without you having to look somebody in the eye or have that embarrassment of somebody looking at you. And you see in these ads where somebody can just go there and stand there and get it checked. And it's basically a medical provider that puts their hands through the opening of this booth, and you don't see the medical provider, and they can do your testicle exam. It's called Testomatic. Now, apparently there's a demand for something like this. People don't want to go to the doctor, pay a copay, walk out embarrassed. What? People, why are you so embarrassed? See, any of us that have ever had a cancer scare, we're like, you know what? I don't care. Just look. Do what you need to do. Go for it. Just figure out what's wrong with me. And the funny thing is the older I get, the more I'm like that. I mean, when I was younger and I actually looked good and I had a better body, you would think I would have, you know, been like, okay, yeah, fine. But no. I always covered up. I didn't want anyone to see me naked. I didn't want to. Now that I look the way I do, I'm like, oh, man, this is when they're going to see me naked. They could have seen me naked before. And so it stinks. I hate it. I hate going to the doctor. I hate being naked. I don't like that. However, I don't like cancer. I don't like, you know, thinking I have cancer. I don't like having medical issues. And so, you know what? Do what you have to do. I don't care. I will get over the embarrassment. So, this booth was set up at something called Big Boys Toys Expo, which is a huge exhibition catering to all things men stereotypically are supposed to be into. You know, I believe you like football type stuff, things like that. And so, they have barbecue things. You know, I mean, it's so funny. We're trying to be PC in this world, but something like that. I told you guys about like Lowe's and Home Depot. Guys like that kind of stuff. You know, even though we women, we like, you know, Lowe's and Home Depot and football and barbecue. And, you know, we like that stuff too. Sometimes the guys just kind of want to be with the guys. I get that. Well, now you can really be with a guy. Right? You can have, this is all guys. This is all, you know, all guys. So, you get your little bits and bobs checked. Testicular cancer, as you know, is the most common cancer affecting young men, apparently in New Zealand, between 15 and 39. And it's one of the most treatable cancers if detected. Survival rate of 95%. So, apparently, this thing looks like it's taken off. Is it the best way to screen for testicular cancer? To be honest, this is all we have. We really don't. I can't order a blood test. If you're worried about having testicular cancer, I can't order a blood test on you. All we could do is examine the testicles and then order an ultrasound. So according to Testicular Cancer New Zealand, 90% of cases are cured. If detected at an early stage, you have a 99% chance of living. It is the most common form of cancer in men between the ages of 15 to 45, according to the UK. In America, similar results. But testicular cancer is not the most common cancer out there. All right, lung cancer is still the highest killer of men. But we're talking about young men. Young men usually don't get cancer, but, you know, if they do, we're looking at testicular cancer, skin cancer, or some other, you know, rare type of thing. So what are symptoms of testicular cancer? Well, you really don't have much. With testicular cancer, you'll maybe feel a lump. Maybe you'll feel like a heaviness. Maybe you'll get an ache in the abdomen area or the groin. According to Mayo Clinic, you can also get some fluid collected, right, because the body's trying to wall it off. You could have pain or discomfort in the testicle. You could have enlargement or tenderness of the breasts. That could be also a sign. And then you can even get back pain. But what's interesting about cancer is not going to affect both sides. Cancer, if you're going to get it, it's usually one side. Now, we don't know why you get this. You know, it's interesting because, you know, Lance Armstrong had testicular cancer. And I have a friend who ended up having cancer on his testicle, not necessarily testicular cancer. And he's a biker, you know, cyclist. So, you know, I don't know. But there's this, to me, this theory out there where chronic trauma to a body part might make it more susceptible. And, you know, so maybe being a cyclist, you know, could put you at risk. If you have undescended testicles, of course, that could put you at risk, you know, because you can't have somebody watch it that closely. When a testicle is not descended normally, that could possibly be an issue. If you have abnormal testicular development, if it's in the family, usually it hits younger men. We see it more common in white men than black men. But no real way to prevent it. And again, you know, I don't want people to stop riding bicycles or, you know. But I just have this theory that chronic irritation or something that happens in a body part could kind of put it more at risk. Just like prostate cancer in firefighters. They say that the vibration of always being in the truck could do that. 1-877 Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of you guys listen to us live. Some of you listen to us delayed. Either way, I want to hear your calls, your questions, your comments. So let's go to the phone lines at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. This is Jim Bo. Anyway, I'm going to be almost 56, and I haven't been to a doctor of any sort in 20 years. I just wanted to share with you that maybe just a little bit of broccoli, asparagus, some Perrier water, maybe a vitamin C here, a little protein, some pasta, and maybe a little laughter in your life, or a little camaraderie, or talking with people is a whole lot better than what I see. So keep your show on the air.
I'll try.
I listen to it every day, and I can't believe how much energy that you have. Anyway, love you. I'll call back. Ciao.
Love you, too. Thank you. Thank you for your call. You know, it's interesting. Good attitude you have there. You know, when it comes to all this, you know, well, what do you do? What supplement do I take? Do I take the fish oil? Do I take the vitamin D? Do I get the B12 shot? Do I work out 3 hours a day? Do I drink a glass of wine a night? Do I not drink the alcohol? You could really drive yourself crazy. And, you know, the one thing that I find very frustrating, and I'm not saying live an unhealthy life by any means, no way. But the one thing I find that I had always found frustrating in my medical career is, you know, I always thought, you know, bad things happen to bad people. Or bad things may happen to people that, you know, just do stupid things to their body. And when I see and saw healthy people, people who worked out, kept their weight down, avoided drugs, didn't smoke, you know, did everything right, and then get cancer or heart disease or something, it kind of rattles your faith a little bit. And not so much faith in religion, but faith in the idea of, if you do good and you do what you're told, eat your vegetables, you know, exercise, do right, don't dabble in drugs, you'll live a long life. And when you see a lot of medically innocent people come down with something, it freaks you out. You know, there are a couple of people I know that, and, you know, I'm close to them, that I just out of the blue, nasty cancers, and they're two of the healthiest people I know. And, you know, because nowadays people are more open if they do drugs or whatever. I really believe that, you know, they don't. And, you know, drugs, I mean, how many cocaine-induced cancers do we know of? We really don't hear about that kind of stuff. You know, everybody's curious about, well, does marijuana cause cancer? Well, we need to study that more. Everybody seems to be wanting to study that marijuana cures cancer, but, you know, maybe there is a link to marijuana use, you know. But, again, these people don't do that. My friend who died of a brain tumor, he didn't do drugs. The only thing we could think of is maybe he snuck some steroid cycles in, you know, a while back. But the one thing I'm learning is you're at the wrong place at the wrong time. And it's not that you're the wrong person. So the other day I got out of the shower and I know, sorry for the image. Okay. I got dressed. Okay. The other day I was dressed after taking a shower. And I looked at my arms to see if I needed to shave them. Because, you know, I get, until my hair turns gray, my arms get a little hairy, right? So I will shave my arms every now and then. I mean, why not? And I didn't have to. I noticed I was like, I'm still good because I'm not, you know, I can maybe go every few months. And then there was this mole. And this mole just seemed to call to me. And I'm like, oh, crap. You know, because these are the stories where somebody goes, well, you know, I had a mole. I just kept fixating on it. It called to me. I took it out and it was a melanoma. You know, and you were like, and so I see this mole and I'm like, oh, gosh. And I'm like, I've seen it there before, but boy, is it kind of dark and really trying to attract my eye. So I put it up to my little makeup mirror. And I see two different colors, and we talked about variegation in color. And then I was like, oh, gosh. So I grabbed whatever supplies I had in my house, and I wopped it off, right, you know, 20 minutes later. And by the way, it's on my right arm, so I was doing this left-handed. So I sent it to the pathologist, and, you know, we'll know in a week. And I'm kind of freaking out. You know, and you know, many of you guys say, you know, look, Dahlia, you need some sun. You know, I mean, you know, there, don't you live near a beach? I don't. I don't live near a beach. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. But, you know, there is sun. You're right. I do live in a sunny area. But I'm sick and tired of having these little moles that, thank God, haven't come out cancer, but they come out, you know, a little dysplastic. And I just do not want to take the chance. Do not want to take the chance that, you know, something could be melanoma. So now I have this stitch. It was really interesting. I've done things. I've done biopsies with mirrors. I've been left-handed. And you guys know my left hand, I can't do anything with it. I can't brush my hair, whatever. But apparently I could sew. And so, I mean, yes, I could have waited for the dermatologist, but there is a dermatologist I love. I use very frequently. We needed my son to go see him, and he wasn't available for 2 weeks. And my thinking I had melanoma, I just couldn't. You know, now, many of you ask, what can I do myself? You know, you're a doctor, so yeah, you could sit there and biopsy yourself. You could do a lot of things yourself. I can't. I cannot do my own pap smear. I've tried. I just can't do it. You know, so there are a lot of things I can't do myself. You do need another person to do. But, you know, when it comes to you having a skin lesion, I really don't recommend you taking it off yourself. By the way, I did use a biopsy punch. I used something so that we could, you know, measure it and that kind of thing, but take out a sample that's something a pathologist could look at. But don't just cut something off that you think it's bad and then go about your day. You really need to know if it was benign or if it wasn't. Now, some people will say, well, good, if it's benign, I had a mole taken off, it was benign, so this mole is probably benign, too. The problem is you really can't use that logic. If you have a mole that was fine, that doesn't necessarily mean another mole will be. Now, if you have a freckle on your face, and you have another freckle, and then you have another freckle, and they've been there for years, yeah, they're probably freckles. You could probably lump, you know, that diagnosis together, and you'll probably be safe. But you have a lesion on your arm or your leg or your back, and just because one turned out to be nothing doesn't mean the next one would. So, you know, if they call to you, if there's a mole or something that just doesn't look right, get it checked out. Don't start cutting it off yourself. Have a medical provider take a look. Or what the medical provider may do is measure and see if it grows by a millimeter or whatever, you know, after a certain period of time. And, you know, we've talked about the ABCDEFs. Of skin cancer. A is if the border is not symmetrical, it's asymmetrical. Or if you, you know, cut a line, it doesn't match both sides. There's asymmetry. B is a border where the border is a little off. C is color if the color is variegated. D is diameter if it's greater than a centimeter. That could be a sign of melanoma. E is if it's evolving or elevating. That's another word for it. And then F is fast. So for me, I saw some asymmetry, a little odd border. I should have taken a picture of it and put it on Facebook because I put everything else on Facebook, but I don't know. I was kind of freaked out. So we'll find out in a week or two. But, you know, going back to our caller and stuff, you know, what your job is don't do stupid, okay? If you're going to go out into the sun, put some protection on, right? If you're going to have unsafe sex, use some protection. Well, don't have unsafe sex. Use a condom. You know, if you're going to eat a fatty meal, try to then the next few days eat salads and, you know, make up for it and exercise and things like that. Get your cholesterol checked. Get your blood pressure checked. Get your diabetes checked. Get your screens. Don't drink too much alcohol. Don't smoke. You know, and, you know, do things in moderation. If you want to have a little piece of cake and you're not a diabetic, fine, but a little piece of cake. Doesn't have to be a big piece. Don't gorge. Anytime somebody just goes, you know, just dives in, you know, gets drunk, gets wasted, you know, I forget the word for it when you, you know, eat a whole bunch of food at one binge. When you binge, that's when trouble happens. So lay low, right? Don't worry. Be happy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
California officials are continuing to identify people that have died in the so-called Camp Fire in Northern California. So far, 59 people are known to have died, with over 100 still missing or unaccounted for. The fire is 40% contained, and Cal Fire's Ken Pemlot has an update on the situation.
Vegetation is critically dry. We will still have conditions that will produce new and potentially damaging fires, and so we're not keeping our eye off this ball at all. I know there's some rain in the forecast. I think we will worry about that when it comes.
The United States Food and Drug Administration has proposed a plan to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars in the United States. The agency is also imposing new restrictions on the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. The proposal still has to go through several regulatory phases, and it could be years before the rules take effect. The machine recounts continue in Florida as counties face a 3 o'clock Eastern Time deadline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Dali, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dalia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dalia Show. So apparently there's been reports of these rabid raccoons terrorizing a West Virginia neighborhood. Well, we found out they aren't rabid. They don't have rabies. They're drunk. Apparently these raccoons found some fermented crab apples and apparently got inebriated. According to the Milton Police Department, they wrote on Facebook, "We have had calls on suspected rabid raccoons twice over the last 2 days. Turns out they appear to be drunk on crab apples. In fact, there's a mugshot of one of these raccoons. I can't tell if the raccoon is drunk, but he does look a little grumpy. Police recently hauled in two drunk raccoons, although catching them was a community effort. After the animals sobered up, the officials released them into the woods unharmed. This is according to the Huffington Post. They are, though, urging you to not let your guard down and approach a raccoon, especially one acting unusual. Just call the authorities because the creatures could still be ill, could still have rabies. Don't just assume a raccoon is drunk. That's kind of funny. I really like the mugshot. I think that's hilarious. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so American workers are burning 100 fewer calories than they did in 1960. Now, you're like, wait, how are you measuring? First of all, how did we measure calorie burning? Well, apparently they're saying, according to NPR, that U.S. workers today burn 140 fewer calories than workers in 1960. Why? Because they move around the office less. Now, we talked about how there are new guidelines for physical activity. They recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity movement each week, like walking, running, biking. They say that's about 21 minutes of movement each day. But according to the Journal of American Medical Association, JAMA, 80% of adults do not meet this requirement. So we burn 140 fewer calories than workers in 1960. See, I don't know. I get up, I go to the break room, I go to the bathroom, go back. Then I hear there's cake in the break room, so I go back for cake. Okay, then I go and I get the cake and I walk back. Then I have to go back to the bathroom because I just had cake. And then I go back. This is whether I'm in my studio or whether I'm in my office at the university. I do get up and I go to the break room a lot. And then I do some work and I'm like, well, I got to go talk to somebody. So then I go talk to somebody. And then I go back and then I sit back down. So, you know, but I do work out. So I average about 11, 12,000 steps a day. And, you know, I really would recommend, I don't know which Fitbit to recommend to you guys. I have an Apple Watch. But when that Saudi Arabian journalist was killed and they said they could listen to his murder on his Apple Watch, I'm really nervous about the whole recording that these things can do, these audio recordings. You know, because, I mean, sometimes, you know, I, you know, have a lot of, you know, shall we say, choice words for my husband, and I don't want him to hear it. I mean, sometimes I say it to him. Sometimes I say to myself, I love my husband, but, you know, I'll ask him something, and he'll, you know, he'll like, nah, nah, nah. And then he walks away. And when he walks away, there's, you know, supposed to be silence, and I wait till he walks away, and I go, what a beep. You know, people I work with, too, you know, sometimes, like, well, you know, they'll do something, I'll be so mad, and you just sit there, and you go, and then I think we're going to start being a more silent generation because we just don't want these phones to pick things up. But back to the exercise, which is what really matters, is having a means, whether it's a pedometer or one of these Fitbits or whatever, I think is going to be probably paramount later for our health because we really do move less. You know, I mean, so my grandma and grandpa, they never had a car. They couldn't afford a car. So they would take the bus everywhere. They would walk or take the bus everywhere. They lived in L.A. This is in the 60s. They didn't, you know. I mean, I remember my father got a car. Well, I don't remember it. It was before I was born. And it was one car, and it wasn't until maybe the 80s where we had a second one. And the only reason why is one was my dad's work van and one was, you know, my mom's. But, you know, would have to walk to the bus stop or would walk to school or would walk to the nearby store. We would walk. You know, you don't see a lot of people doing that. In New York, it's a different thing. In New York, you don't know, if you don't have a car, you walk everywhere. But for those of us out west, no. So, you know, if I hadn't worked out and I, you know, wasn't of that mind to always exercise, I would wake up, go out to the garage, get into my car, drive to work, drive to the studio, park, walk into the door, sit down. That would be maybe 15 steps. Then going back to my car, another 15 steps. That's already a big issue. And let's say you sit at a desk and you have to work at a computer the whole time. It's difficult. It is. And, and I hear people complain, you know, at work, oh, this person's always, you know, walking around. They're never at their office. They're always screwing around or whatever. You know, sometimes give them the benefit of the doubt that they want to get up, walk around, and not get a DVT. And that is something that doesn't get brought up with management. You know, when you're away at your desk, everybody thinks you're goofing off. And maybe 99% of the time you are, okay? But if you're seriously getting out of your, you know, cubby to walk around the building so you could get some extra, you know, steps in and exercise, you want to let management know that that's what you're doing. Now, that's what break time is for. You know, if you do have break time, you go to the bathroom, try to walk around a little bit, et cetera. Maybe your boss will give you a little extra time for breaks, you know, depending on what type of job you have. But, you know, you really need to, I think communication is really, really key. You know, I mean, my boss knows everything, right? You know, well, I'm doing this, I'm trying to increase my fiber, and I'm doing this, and I try to go potty, you know, and I really like to try to go potty before I come to work, but sometimes, you know, the fiber kicks in, and I just have to go potty while I'm at work. I don't want to hear it, okay? Dahlia, I don't want to hear it. Just leave me alone. So sometimes I'm too honest. But when it comes to you and worried about, you know, getting in trouble with your supervisor, you could say, look, you know, my doctor, and you could say that. You could even have your doctor write a note. My doctor wants me to get up every hour and walk around for 5 minutes, et cetera. And so I will show you what I'm doing. You know, it'll be at whatever time you tell me, but I need to do this so I don't get a DVT, so I, you know, exercise, so I, you know, keep moving. Now, while you are at your desk, there's a lot of things you could do at your desk. One thing you could do is you could suck in your stomach. Now, whenever we suck in our stomach, all of us just kind of sucked it in for a little bit. It's only going to last for a couple seconds because we're going to be like, oh, this sucks. So you need a little post-it note reminding you to suck in your stomach. You need a post-it note. You got to move it around every day. Otherwise, you just blow off a post-it note that's always there. It's just kind of background. But what you want to do is get into the habit of, you know, tightening up certain muscles. If you have to do butt clenches, do butt clenches. If you need to Kegel, Kegel. What I do is I do a lot of foot tapping. I foot tap a lot. I know people are like, oh, you know, what's wrong with you? Do you have ADD? I'm like, no. I just want to keep my legs moving. I want to exercise. You can even do little leg lifts, doing stretches, little arm circles. There's a lot of things you could do at your desk. Now, there's been some controversy over these stand-up desks. Yesterday I taught a class for 4 hours. The first two-hour class, I stood for most of it. And it was nice to stand, but guys, you're not really exercising. And you know what I noticed I was doing? I was leaning on the desk. You know, stand-up desks are good because you're trying to balance and use your muscle and all that. But, you know, you start to lean. And that's what I was doing. I was just leaning the whole time. Well, I wasn't getting exercise that way. So instead, I sat down and I put my feet up and I was like, okay, for the other 2 hours, I taught a class where the students had to do presentations. So I had to watch their presentation and then I had to yell at them if they were doing it wrong, which was kind of fun. So I was technically working, but I wasn't moving my butt. So people, you gotta get up, you gotta be moving. I mean, we don't want our 1960, you know, brethren to say that they, you know, were able to, you know, work out more than us. So, we need to win on that, you know, because our generation is pretty damn good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, do you remember the piece of, well, I got to watch my language, Nicholas Cruz, who was accused of gunning down 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School back in February? was charged, he was a Parkland school shooter, is now facing new charges after attacking a detention deputy at the Broward County Jail. He has been charged with aggravated assault on an officer, battery on an officer, and use of chemical weapon against a law enforcement officer. NBC 6 reports that the incident occurred Wednesday morning and the deputy was injured. His condition right now unknown. Guess these charges come in addition to the 17 charges of premeditated murder and attempted murder in the first degree that Cruz, 20 years old, received after the attack last year. So a judge entered a not guilty plea on behalf in March, and prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty. Now, apparently, he did register to vote in July while awaiting trial behind bars. I'm not sure who he voted for, but he did. And inmates can vote. Parents of several Cruz victims, including Andrew Pollock, whose daughter Meadow was killed, expressed outrage at the Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel for allowing Cruz to do so. They said it's absolutely disgusting that the Broward County Sheriff let him into the prison system to register criminals to vote, including so-and-so who murdered my daughter. This is somebody not of sound mind. You know, and it kind of brings up the question, especially when it comes to votes and what's been going on in Florida, and what seems to go on almost every election is, you know, we don't seem to have a solid position if they vote our way. If we don't think they're going to vote our way, we want to call foul, you know? And, you know, with this guy obviously has a screw loose. And, you know, at what point are you not allowed to vote? You know, at what point in terms of your mentation or your mental status, you know, do we step in and say, now, I'm not sure if Nicholas Cruz has tried to claim insanity. I don't think he has. I think for this, murder rampage, I believe he pleaded not guilty. But I think we all find it frustrating. There's this meme on Facebook I thought was funny. It's called Electile Dysfunction. Notify your doctor if your election lasts longer than 4 days. And you see a map of Florida. Thought it was pretty funny. You know, politics these days and elections and, I think a long time ago people used to be in awe of our, you know, democratic process and all the cool things that we, you know, have been able to do and, you know, elections and, you know, campaign speeches and politicians were people that were revered. And now I think a lot of us look at it with dread. You know, I've had friends that have gone through, you know, political campaigns and it just, what it does to their family, what it does to, you know, their strength, it really takes a lot out of you. You know, we kind of were talking about me running for office yesterday and why, don't worry, I put you all at ease, I won't. It's something that I was saying yesterday, you lose either way. Even if you win an election, you end up losing. And a person in office who lost, with the exception of being a president, you know, doesn't really get to regain their life back. And their new life may not be that much better, and you're always looking over your shoulder because somebody wants you dead for some reason or another. So I'm not sure what's going to happen in Florida. From what I understand, Rick Scott is moving forward, you know, in terms of him getting his Senate briefings and, you know, going through his, you know, freshman, you know, senator type stuff. But the election still hasn't ended. The chaos hasn't ended. And we have whack jobs in jail voting. Dying to know who he voted for, though. Maybe we don't want to know. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really quickly here, this Jim Acosta lawsuit, I don't know if you guys have been following it. Jim Acosta works for CNN, and apparently he's sort of grandstanding, you know, getting some camera time, and, you know, when Trump was, interrogating or questioning Trump, he wouldn't finish his question and stop. It just, you know, kept going. And so the White House, took away his credentials and, you know, said, all right, you're out. Somebody else from CNN could be in. Well, Fox News, apparently lawsuits have now ensued. CNN is suing the White House for removing Jim Acosta's press credentials, and Fox News is actually standing by CNN in this. According to network president Jay Wallace, he said Fox News supports CNN in its legal effort to regain its White House reporter's press credential. We intend to file an amicus brief with the U.S. District Court. Secret Service passes for working White House journalists should never be weaponized. He said, while we don't condone the growing antagonistic tone by both the president and the present recent media avails, we do support a free press, access, and open exchanges for the American people. So the question arises, and this is what kind of confuses a lot of people. If a company has rules for reporters, so like, for example, you know, all right, everybody will get to ask the president one question and a follow-up question. Is that unconstitutional? I mean, are we allowed to have some order in questioning? Because I've been to press, hearings and press briefings, and I've asked questions, and I give a question, maybe I get a follow-up question, and that's it, and then move on. And there's some order to it. And so my question I have, and I think a lot of people have, is, you know, was the White House really out of line if there are rules in place? Now, if there weren't rules, then there's an issue. But if there are rules in place, saying, look, you could ask the president one question and a follow-up question. Now, or if he calls on you twice, that's up to his discretion. But standing there interrogating him like an attorney, I think anybody behind a mic should be allowed those protections. You know, and the president is doing a favor, you know, being there to answer questions. Now, I understand we in the press do not want somebody to feed us the news. All right? That's why everybody's so mad at Trump about the whole Twitter thing, because he is giving you the news his way, you know, his tweets, and boom. You know, you can't say, well, you know, the president said this, the tweet is right there. So if anybody tries to misconstrue or misword what he said, it's right there. It's a brilliant move on his part. But for the media, they don't like it because they want to, the art of media and the art of journalism is getting somebody to answer a certain way based on your question. You know, if you don't want the question, oh, I'll take the fifth, or I don't know, or whatever, you know, or I wasn't there, you like to reword the question. They have actually a lot of legalese, a lot of that sort of talent, legal type of questioning and interrogating. But, you know, being able to say, look, you know, get a question out there that forces him to answer, that gives you news. That's the art of journalism. And that's something that journalists want to be able to do. And sometimes you can't just do it with one question or a follow-up question. But I do feel that if a White House or a company has rules, say, you know, we are not going to take questions, or, you know, we will take questions, but we're going to be doing it in this orderly fashion, and somebody stands up and does four or five questions, and then when, you know, it's time for somebody else, they don't let somebody else take their turn, I think we're allowed, I don't see why that's, you know, attacking free press. Now, if somebody gave another reporter and let him have five questions, you know, that was seemed to be pro-Trump, and somebody else, they didn't get the five question, boom, that's an issue. So I'm not really following this to that degree because I don't care. I got bigger fish to fry. But just as a journalist, I just want to kind of let you guys know, you know, I do like to respect the process. Maybe I may not be the best journalist and I may not get all the questions I want, you know, but, you know, it's not my goal in life to make the, you know, president uneasy and hot under the collar. My goal is to get whatever, you know, whatever question I need, you know, answered and move on. So, it's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, there's at least 150 people who ate at a North Carolina restaurant.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
CannabisRadio.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.